So how does it feel to be Pugsley World Champion?
Well, I couldn't have done it without my coach and stoker, Dave Lutz.
There you go.
The reach around saved me.
Saved my day.
What do you think Spinner should do to keep himself upright next year?
Stay away from railings. Railings and bar stools are going to be his death.
How do you think the course was this year?
It was harder than I expected. The ice underneath in the final mile of a single track, the ice was horrible.
Yeah.
Under 6 inches of snow, and all of a sudden you're on a sheet of ice. Hockey rinks don't have that slippery ice.
I would agree, it was tough. The headwind going out was real rough, but we got pretty drunk in Bluffton.
Bluffton was awesome. We needed that stop. We followed a young couple in that was struggling the whole way, so we had to stop every 200 yards and have a beer. So DFL was ours no matter what. It was just a matter of if we could stay out there for 4 days or not.
And then we made a wrong turn on the way back.
Well, it was a downhill. We were all screaming the downhill, and we knew there was a turn, but we had to finish the downhill and go back up to get back on course. But we were doing the downhill first.
That was sweet, too. That was fast.
Yeah. It was fast. That it was fast and fun. Yeah, it was probably the best downhill of the day.
Climbing back up, it was a treat.
Yeah. My stoker died on me going back up the hill, so I basically pedaled that whole hill by myself.
I told you you should have turned back there. I'm not pedaling back up this hill, I told you.
Yeah. Dave told me this is where we're turning. I said, we're going straight, we're going downhill. He says, I'm fine, I'm not fucking pedaling back up the hill.
me and Chad had a pretty good time riding. We just ditched the idea of trying about midway through on the way out.
Well, I couldn't believe you guys were still at Bluffton when we got there. You guys passed us.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the first. Well, you passed us on the first climb, and then we figured we'd never see you guys. We figured we were actually so slow behind everybody else that guys were actually going back out on the set, on their finishing lap as we were going into Bluffton.
Yeah.
And you guys were nowhere to be seen. We forgot about it. It's like, they're still sitting at the bar.
So the guy from
PWC,
Nebraska.
You guys got second place, technically. Because
right.
You guys hung out at the bar probably longer than we did.
Cheers to that.
Although, what was Chad's line after he crashed after Mexico last night?
The ground is...
After further review, the statement is still
ours. Yeah. Chad crashes after eating a giant plate of Mexican food and just after further review, the ground is still hard.
The guy from Nebraska, I can't remember, Mark?
He was taking pictures.
Yeah. It was half of the reason I stayed at Bluffton for so long, because he was just an awesome dude to talk to.
He was fun, yeah. He just came, he drove all the way up here from Omaha just to take pictures.
Just to take pictures, yeah.
And the best part is I never saw a single picture. So I think he was bullshitting us.
He just wanted to come and hang.
Exactly.
Why would you ride tires that fat, they're saying?
Yeah. Right now there's people sitting here staring at our green bikes out there.
Right now there's people staring at our green bikes. Signing off from Pugsley World Championships, El Gaucho, Colin Ford.
That biker wannabes.
Nah, he's looking at my bike.